Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. And let's learn about the Emerald Tablet. The Emerald Tablet, also known as the Smaragdian Table or Tabula, is a mysterious piece of writing said to be a primary source of Hermetic wisdom. The Emerald Tablet is said to have been engraved by Thoth himself into a huge example of the precious stone. The word emerald comes from the Greek smaragdos, which simply means green stone. The Emerald Tablet is considered the primary text of Western alchemists, though no scholar has actually seen it. The Emerald Tablet is said to have been forged by Thoth himself, but no written form of the tablet appeared until 650 AD. Though it is considered by scholars to belong to Hermetica, its first appearance comes much later than most of the Corpus Hermeticum proper. After the Christians destroyed the Library of Alexandria and the Muslims took over Egypt, many of the existing manuscripts ended up in Arabia. The post-Alexandria period saw a flourishing of alchemy in the Arab world, due largely to the arrival of these manuscripts. One of the most intriguing stories of the Emerald Tablet's origin states that Hermes received the Emerald Tablet from Lucifer himself because it came off of his crown as he fell from grace. An intriguing allegory when one considers that Hermes received his knowledge from a giant serpentine seraphim, as well as the serpent of Genesis, conferring knowledge of Adam and Eve. In Christianity, we see the legend perpetrated in the form of the Holy Grail, the earliest discussion of which is in Parvio by Wolfram von Eschbach near 1200 AD. Within these pages, Eschbach relates the story of the Holy Grail's origin, namely that it was a green stone that fell from the crown of Lucifer as he descended to earth. In this, and subsequently in Wagner's opera Parsifal, the Grail is known as Lapis Elixis, Exilis, which could translate to mean exiled stone or worthless stone. Although later mentions of the Grail claim that it only possesses the powers of immortality after it has been infused with the blood of Christ. In earlier legends, it had the power before Christ ever touched it. In Hermetic teachings, the thing that confers immortality is commonly known as the Philosopher's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone is an object that is reputed to have the power to turn any substance into gold, heal any sickness, and prolong any life indefinitely. It is the object all alchemists seek as a goal in the great work. There are a couple of Hermetic explanations for the Christian Grail legend. either it have combined the Philosopher's Stone with the Emerald Tablet to form one entity, or the Emerald Tablet could be considered a form of the Philosopher's Stone. Although the Holy Grail is commonly depicted as a golden jewel encrusted cup, there were earlier descriptions of a much plainer item, and the gem beckoned versions came much later. Another theory is that the Holy Grail was a green cup based on another mysterious object present at Jesus' Last Supper. There was an enigmatic bowl that Jesus used, known as the Sacro Catino, or Sacred Wash Bowl. If his bowl was green, might not his cup have been also? Or perhaps the cup and bowl are one and the same. This bowl found its place in front of Jesus by way of none other than the Queen of Sheba. Sheba was the queen of Ethiopia and was married to King Solomon. According to the Bible, when King Solomon passed away, he left the Queen of Sheba with a very valuable item, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is a fancy box that contains the stone tablets of the Torah that Moses received from heaven with the Word of God written upon them. It also contained the rod that budded Moses' serpent staff, the caduceus. Remember, Hermes received the Emerald Tablet, which contained the Word of God, from a fiery flying serpent. Moses received the Torah from God and a host of seraphim after ascending to heaven. Could it be possible that the Emerald Tablet of Hermes is one and the same as the Torah? And furthermore, that this tablet made its way to Jesus, eventually becoming known as the Holy Grail. Interesting. This is from the book, The Secret Source. The Secret Source. Thank you for listening. Love and peace.